Well, I must say I'm very pleased. Of course, when I set out to seek the nomination for Kyun Korla, at that time, I took the view that if I weren't, that left me in a better position within the party to be selected as last Kyun Korla. And consequently, I got the unanimous support of the party. But of course, that wasn't sufficient. I had to garner votes from across the political divide. And thankfully, I did that. And I got a substantial transfer from Sinn Féin. I'm very pleased. And I know the Donegal deputy, Piers Doherty, was very supportive, as was Thomas Pringle when we had an open vote the last time. So they wore the Donegal jersey.
From your point of view now, to be ratified in Dáil Éireann, once that happens, you will be the second in command, so to speak. You made it clear in your pitch to the members of the House that you would be fair, you would be impartial, and that you were standing on your record. That seems to have stood to you.
Well, I think it was helpful that I had an opportunity to address the Dáil today, both in Irish and in English, and I made it very clear that over my 9 terms as a member of the Dáil, I don't think that in that time that I was involved in any acrimony. I think I was only asked to leave the House once many years ago, and I've always had a good relationship with members of all sides of the House, and I think it's proven that you can be successful in politics without being critical of others. Of course, any criticism from me would have been constructive criticism, but I think the good relationship stood for me. It was quite tight in the end by one vote. But of course, a one is a one. And I expected that because I was coming from a lower base than Bernard Durkin.
From your point of view, the next number of years pose their own challenge to you. You have the responsibilities of being last Kyun Korla, but you don't have the safety net that Seán O'Farrell does of being guaranteed re-entry back to the Dáil. So you'll have to both be impartial and play a political game as well.
Yes, of course. But my success in politics was providing a service in the constituency on a one-to-one basis, assisting individuals, families and communities. And that has been important to me. And going forward, I will still be providing that service. There will be no change. I can still table parliamentary questions. I can still become involved in debates. But of course, I will have to be much more tempered. But as far as the people of Donegal are concerned, it's much different to the position of Kyun Korla. So I will be available as usual and will be on call as normal.